Your news and information leader, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you. Good evening. Mucho early compared to every game in the first week of the season of broadcasting. I got up here tonight with what I thought was plenty of time. We've averaged a half hour later than the normal broadcast. Well, we're about 25 minutes earlier than our normal time. But you know what that means? The JV game was hot, and the refs let the teams play. Unitinga won 55-35 over Oxford and the boys, and now the varsity teams are out there on the floor. In fact, this is going so quickly, whoever set the score clock, instead of putting 20 minutes for the warm-up, only put 10. So we're technically down to 2 minutes on the clock. Not sure if that's going to hold up. They have to give them more time than the 10 minutes, I'm sure. But we'll see what happens, and maybe this is hyperdrive night tonight for our Wednesday, December the 19th, just 6 days away from Christmas. Start of a 3 games and 3 nights. Hopefully a thriller tonight here at Unitinga as the Spartans coming in with a record of 2 wins and 2 losses in the early season, 1-0 in the MAC, taking on a team that I think is the dark horse. Oxford with a record of 2-1. They are also 1-0 in league play. Oxford defeating Hancock and Unitinga in their league game defeating Walton. So we'll get to know both teams a little more in depth, but first we start with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show on WCDO, brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center. They're located on Route 7 of Riverside, Sydney. They've got all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and the best in cars, trucks, and SUVs, plus their expert service department's waiting to serve you. Call 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams, Oxford and Unitinga, the best in tonight's game. Oxford with returning coach Tim Davis, the tallest coach in the league at 6'7", and his son is on the team this year for a full season. He was on JV last year. His name is Kevin. Jim Knight, probably one of the shortest coaches in the league, but he was supposed to retire after last year. Turned out they could not find another coach, and the players of this year's team asked him to come back, and he said, yep, I'll do it. So great stories to be had here. Let's take a short break. We'll be back with a look at both teams more in depth. Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by for the best deal on your next vehicle, and Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're gonna miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah,
good.
McRib is back nationwide. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y, right?
Ooh, no. Very green.
The simple joy of big news. I participate in McDonald's for a limited time.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for $1 right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just $1.
Whoa. Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Well, one good thing that came out of this, I learned that the scoring clock at Unitiga, which is the oldest by far, it doesn't have tenths of a second. Apparently, it doesn't have the two-digit either, or the one-digit in the ten. It doesn't have a tenths digit at all. So when it started out at 10 minutes and went to 9:59 or whatever, that was actually 19:59. So my fears are allayed, and I get to watch these guys warm up. They didn't know. They knew about. They must have known about it. Nobody cared. I was the only one that happened to notice that. But kind of crazy, quirky stuff at all the high school gyms, I guess, including this one where I'm up about the eighth or ninth row in the bleachers at Unitigo. But they come in with a record, as I said, of 2-2. They put themselves out there with some competition, though. It's not like they're losing to anybody big or anything, or any small, tiny team. Sullivan West, a pretty good team out of Section 9, Sullivan County, obviously. They defeated the Spartans in the first game of the season, 67-58. It was 26 all at halftime. And then Sully West, as they call him, put on a 22-6 run in the third quarter, and that was all she wrote. That was in the first round of the Walton tournament on December 5th. 2 days later, on the 7th, they played the host Walton team and won that handily, 68-41. Tyler Butler made the all-tournament team, scoring 30 points over the two games. Kellen Comenda had 26 over the two games, 13-13. Phil Youngs had 25, 13-12. Quinn Barnhart in the second game had 11 points. So they know who their scorers are going to be this year, although they got a nice surprise in the loss a week ago Tuesday. On the 11th, they played Oneonta here and lost 58-46. Played tough for the most of the game. Looked like Tanner Winchester, a 6-foot sophomore who's full of potential. He scored 12 in that game. Quinn Barnhart had 12. So the big three, so to speak, did not score double figures in that game, and perhaps that's one reason Oneonta shut them down. Then they came back, and they got to play Walton again. So two times in less than a week. They played last Thursday and won that game 56-46. Not quite as easy, although they did get out to a 21-7 first quarter run. Kellen Comenda had his, I'm not sure if that's career high or not, but he had 3 three-pointers and 19 points in all. Winchester chipped in with 11, Quinn Barnhart with 13. So they actually have, well, looks like six guys that can score double figures at any time, and usually more than once. Yeah, they've had 3, 4, 2, and 3 as far as their double figure score. So that's something to take a look at when you got the balance, and then you contrast it to what Oxford has. Oxford has the MAC's leading score, and probably Section 4's leading score right now, in senior Andrew Golden. He might be the last local player to have a chance for 1,000 points. I know he was a first-teamer last year as a junior. He's 6'5", but he's not a center. He is a guard. And his first games have been pretty good. They are 2-1. Oxford has wins over Class D Edmiston and Class D Hancock, that being a league game. And then the loss in between those games to Shenango Valley, in which they really didn't stand a chance. Shenango Valley's got a pretty good team. But Andrew Golden in 3 games is averaging 28 points. He had a high of 35 against Edmiston He's shooting 55% from the field, and now get this. This includes 65% from beyond the three-point line. And he's not gunning them. Three games, 20 shots. He's made 13. He's also leading the team in rebounding with 11, and he's got three blocks per game as well. Their second leading scorer is Cameron Heggie. He's a 5'9 junior. He's averaging about 7 points a game. He's also shooting more than 50%. And then, as I said, the coach's son, and this is very, it's surreal for me because last year as an eighth grader, he came up, we did, I think, three games Sydney and Oxford in a matter of 2 weeks because of tiebreakers and quarterfinals and whatnot. But Kevin Davis, my son's name is Kevin Davey, so Kevin Davis is averaging 5 points and 9 rebounds a game. The kid is a freshman, and he's already 6'2", and, of course, his dad is about 6'5 to 6'7", depending if he's slouching or whatever. But he's a great guy. He's the athletic director now at Oxford. I believe he's a graduate and a former Susquehanna All-Star at the same Oxford Blackhawks school. About 2:20 away, when we come back, we'll have Judy Patel singing that national anthem for us, our favorite version. And we'll have Oxford and Unitego, two teams pretty evenly matched coming in, but you got a balance, and you got a real sky-high scorer in Andrew Golden for Oxford. We'll see who has the better game tonight as you're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball, the Chambers and O'Hara Tip-Off Show on WCDL.
For 85 years, the people of Maravido have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Maravido people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Maravido, our people make energy different.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
It's timed about as good as it could be timed, and now we'll have a young student giving the national anthem, or excuse me, Judy gave the national anthem. Now we have the starters.
And
and the starting lineups for the Oxford Boys Varsity Basketball Team. Number 10, Matthew Moore. Number 15, Cameron Heggie. Number 22, Jeff Lawton. Number 24, Andrew Golden. And number 33, Kevin Davis. Now for your Unitigo starting lineups. Number 10, Kellen Comenda. Number 14, Tanner Winchester. Number 30, Corbin Henry. Number 32, Nick Becht. And number 44, Quinn Barnhart.
Oop. Okay, put my mic up a little too high for that. Sorry about the beep. All right, so Unitigo in their home white. So without knowing any of the inner workings of the Unitigo team, looks like their two captains, Tyler Butler and Phil Young's, not starting. Corbin Henry is a 5'10 junior and a 6'3 senior. Nick Beck are in the starting lineup, along with Quinn Barnhart, who's a 6'3 senior, Tanner Winchester, 6' sophomore, and Kellen Comenda, 5'10 junior, coached by Jim Knight. And a little bit more on that story. It was kind of humorous last year when he didn't want anybody to know it was going to be his last year, had it all planned. Somebody got word of it and made sure that the Daily Star and Oneonta knew about it. Next thing you know, it was a big, big thing. They won the Mid-State Athletic Conference over Sydney and lost in the sectionals, but then, you know, the big farewell, and now he's back coaching. So the kids wanted him back, and he obliged. So the Oxford Blackhawks, the favored on the tip when you got about a 4-inch differential, Barnhart and Golden. Blackhawk in black with red and white accents, white numbers, thankfully. And it is a nice hustle by Tanner Winchester that almost got the ball away from Oxford and did not do so. So inconclusive tip to the point where Oxford's going to get the ball to start the ball game. Just underway, very early tonight. Golden stops, got sealed off there nicely by Barnhart. Shot from the outside, missed. It was an air ball by Matt Moore. Now there's a scramble on the floor for the basketball. Nice hustle by Kellen Comenda. And on the other side, a traveling violation will take away what could have been a Tanner Winchester basket. Good hustle by Unitigo. Just lacking a little in the fundamentals in finishing the job on that. So both teams a little uneasy coming out of the gate. It will be man-to-man defense by Coach Jim Knight Spartans. And a beautiful steal right away at Corbin Henry. Down the lane he comes, cross-court pass, a dangerous pass at that, but Kellen Comenda gets a little eight-footer. And the Spartans are on top with nice defense creating the offense. Point guard is Cameron Heggie. He's their second leading scorer for Oxford, and he threw the ball away. Again, good man-to-man defense. This time Comenda getting a hand on it. So we'll see what kind of defense Oxford sets up, as this is the first play. Oh, good. We have two teams going man-to-man. This is what basketball should be about. The zones are fun, and they're effective sometimes, but nothing better than man-to-man defense. Comenda stops, pops, and he hits two in a row. This one from the right wing, and he gave up a three-pointer to get a two-pointer. 4-0. Spartans out to an early lead. Golden, who averages 28 points, going one-on-one with Barnhart. He'll just spot up and shoot. Misses it long. Good rebound by Comenda. Trying to break himself. Nice bounce pass to Barnhart. Right back to Comenda. Off the glass. Good. And with assists from Corbin Henry and now Quinn Barnhart. And then one on his own. Comenda. 3-for-3 in the shooting department. It's 6-0. Driving in. Heggie kicks it off to the side for Lawton, who misses the shot. Scramble for the ball on the ground, or on the floor, and possession arrow. It'll be Unitigo's ball. Or no, it will, yes. Based on that strange tip, to start the game. 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. We'll be done, hopefully, in record time, or not hopefully, but invariably, because they started so darn early. There's a strip. Nice play by Jeff Lawton. Unloads to Moore. Moore over half court, just barely avoids a backcourt violation. Golden will be challenged defensively by Nick Beck, the 6'3 senior. There was contact between the two, and it was definitely a referee's decision on that one. Could have gone either way. They'll call Beck on the foul. First whistle tonight in the fouls. Oxford still looking for the first points. Quick drive down the middle by Cameron Heggie. A little too hard on it on the shot. And they transition again. There's a spin move and a beauty that just rolls off the rim by Winchester. Nice individual move along the right baseline. Still 6-0. Golden draws the double team. Somebody's open. That's Kevin Davis. 16-footer short, or just off the rim. Foul on the rebound. That foul's going to go on Matt Moore, the 5'8 junior for Oxford, his first and team's first. Not the greatest crowd here tonight. I'm a little surprised. There should be some college kids home. And the seats in front of me were bare as the game got started. That's never happened for a boys' game at Unitigo. And that's six rows worth behind the bench at Unitigo. Comenda fakes the shot, gives it up unselfishly to teammate Tanner Winchester, who launches for three and makes it. So due to the 9-0 start, Tim Davis says, hang on, we got to get ourselves together. At 4:50 remains in the first quarter, Unitigo 9, Oxford nothing. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We're back right on time for Oxford. Still looking for their first points. They've had some decent shots. Nothing has dropped yet, but good defense as well by Unitigo, causing three turnovers in the early going. Golden is wide open on the right wing, but no, he goes inside for Kevin Davis, who can't hit inside. But nice rebound by Heggie, and he drops the ball. So they're still on the floor for another possession arrow. That'll be Oxford's turn to take it. Well, Oxford has done some good things. Golden always drawing the double team, finds the open man. Good team ball player. You think 28 points, he's gunning everything up. He's not gunning everything up. Heggie at the top of the key, guarded by Barnhart. Oh, there's a switch in the making. Now they go to Golden. Defensive switch. Again, he unloads, but he didn't see Comenda behind him, and Comenda with a steal. Comenda is excelling on both ends of the court thus far. Spartans lead 9-0 and have the ball. Winchester, a runner in the lane, settles through the iron. So right now it's the dynamic duo of Comenda and Winchester, 11-0. Under 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. Down low, nice pass to Heggie, and he misses it off the rim. These guys are putting a lot of spin on it for some reason. Winchester around the defense, slides it to Barnhart, and it won't find its way down through. Rebound by Golden. Golden is going to go one-on-one with Barnhart. No, he stops. Heggie at the top of the key. Now to Davis. Davis at the elbow. Back outside, Heggie open for three, left side. No, it's off the rim, saved. Oh, Winchester thought he had it grabbed, but it slipped off his hand. So substitutions, one for each side. 20 for Oxford is Daniel Lawton, a 5'8 sophomore, replacing Jeff Lawton, the 5'10 junior. And into the game is Eric Hartshorn, a 6-foot junior. A runner by Golden misses. The long rebound out to Heggie for three, and it's off the rim, off the backboard, rattles around again, and finally drops through. So Long time coming at the 3 minute mark for Cameron Heggie. It's 11-3. Winchester draws the defense on a drive to the hoop. Barnhart, the turnaround, one step too many. And the official makes that designation. 2:47 to go in a fast-moving first quarter. Only one foul on each team. Left side is Kevin Davis, guarded by Hartshorn. Turns it around, gives to Golden. Left baseline shot off the mark. Rebound. Oh, Komenda, and he drops. Tough kid. He gets back up. He looked in a lot of pain, but gets right back up. Foul will go on Daniel Lawton, his first. Team's second. And Jim Knight's going to ask for a timeout. 2:29. We'll stop this quick quarter from progressing anymore for now. 11-3, Unitico by 8. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
A credit union is a financial cooperative that's owned by its members. You do not have to be in a union to join. We're a union of people helping people. And since we're not for profit, we can usually offer better rates and less service charges. Come by or call us to find out how to become a member today. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
It's high school sports on WCDO. Do you love to talk sports? Sound off in our discussion forums now at WCDOradio.com. Now back to the game.
That's right, and this game being streamed live on audio, WCDOsports.com. 11-3, back to the live action for Unitico, who leads 11-3. They've done just about everything right, driving in, and a shot off the glass by Corbin Henry, and the starter scores his first point, 13-3. Lofting pass for Davis. He couldn't control it, so he tried to tap it to a teammate. Picked off, though, by Hartshorn. Barnhart drives in. He's got gold. Oh, nice slip pass in there to Hartshorn. Beautiful pass by Quinn Barnhart. That is good basketball, and Hartshorn scores his first basket, 15-3. Golden drives in, misses the shot, tries for the rebound. The ball is loose. Kevin Davis rebounds for Oxford. He's double-teamed. Ball's on the floor once again, and there's a scramble. Possession arrow resulting for Unitico should be with a minute 38. So Oxford's frustration continues on the offense. They're also doing good things offensively, just not getting the ball to fall through. Scores 15-3, a minute and a half to go in the first quarter. Back to the basket, Barnhart stops. He goes up against Davis. Too hard on the shot, rebound by Golden. And he tries to unload it. Well, he has to go back and get it. Nice hustle by Golden. Up ahead to Lawton. Back out to Moore. Golden now top of the key. See if he puts a move on Barnhart. The nice spin move. Lay runner in the lane, and it's a beauty. So Andrew Golden with his first points at 105 of the first quarter, 15-5. Still man-to-man defense by Oxford. Barnhart's open on the left wing, guarded by Golden. Gives him a little space. Barnhart not really a three-point shooter, but he'll take an elbow jumper. Too hard on the shot. Good rebound, Komenda. Shot blocked. On the putback, another possession arrow. You will be Oxford's ball. We'll have a nice interview at halftime during our Maravito Energy Products Halftime Report. Love to do interviews if we can. We used to do the great studio shootout. That's a thing of the distant past, but get some interviews going. The girls' basketball team at Unitico are going to go down and play some basketball in Florida over vacation. We'll talk to a couple members of that team. We've gotten off to a pretty decent start. All right, the runner by Matt Moore, a little eight-footer from the right baseline is good, and maybe it's a sign that Oxford's starting to find the range a little bit. 15-7 with 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. Unitico has led all the way, scored the first 11 points of the game. Good defense by Moore. Lawton gets dropped by Winchester. Now three-pointer put up and missed by Henry. Pass up ahead with 2 seconds to go. Golden spots up, shoots, and no good. I think it hit the guy wire beside. So, well, 15-7. Oxford making a little bit of a run in, since the 11-0 start by Utatigo. But Spartans lead 15-7, first quarter in the books. Now you're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. Utatigo with the basketball to start off. They worked it around for a Kellen Kamenda three-point wing shot that missed. Didn't miss by much. Nice pass up ahead to Lawton from Kevin Davis. That's number 22, Jeff Lawton, the starter. So it's a six-point game. Hartshorn, Eric Hartshorn, giving off in the lane to number 20. Tyler Butler's into the game for the first time. Pass up ahead. It is Lawton again for two. Two baskets in a row, and suddenly it's 15-11. So Phil Youngs and Tyler Butler into the ballgame now for Utatigo. They are with Kellen Kamenda, Quinn Barnhart, and Eric Hartshorn. Barnhart, so much room, but he passes off to Hartshorn, right back out to Barnhart, driving in on Golden. Golden seals him off nicely. Kamenda, swing pass, back out to Youngs, driving in. Gives it to Barnhart for what could have been an easy layup. Quinn may or may not have known it was coming. But that's Phil Youngs, all action. Oh, off the press, here comes Lawton again, but he's going to fall down and pass it to nobody. But, I stand corrected, that was touched. Touched last by Utatigo. Oxford will get the ball back. Quick timeout again, 6:50 to go, and it's 15-11 now, Utatigo by four. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Back live, and Jim Knight gave his team quite a talking to in that huddle. I think that was a well-spent timeout. We'll see if it pays dividends or not. Shot by Kevin Davis on the left wing for three, missed. So let's set the lineups. We told you what the Utatigo lineup was. That has not changed. Kevin Davis, Andrew Golden, Matt Moore, Cameron Heggie, and Jeff Lawton, the starters in the game for Oxford. Shot by Kamenda, a little bit too much of an aim, missed it from the foul line, and a foul on the rebound. That will be on Tyler Butler, his first. Two team fouls each side, so nobody's in any kind of trouble. There have not been any free throws. Oh, a long pass by Davis for Golden. Oh, how did he catch up to that? My goodness, he still got it turned back over. Hartshorn got the steal instead. Youngs got the shot blocked by Davis, and because Davis blocked it, it hit the back of the backboard on Unitigo's offensive end, so Spartans will get the ball. Phil Youngs will inbound for the Spartans, who have stalled mightily since leading 11-0. It's now 15-11 Unitigo.
All 15 points coming in the first quarter. 6:18 to go till halftime. This game moving along in a rapid pace. Butler gets the inbounds pass. He's guarded by Moore. Down in the corner, Komenda. There's that jumper that he hit the first part of the game. Komenda hits it again. He's got a game-high 8 points. Golden off the triple team. Somebody's wide open. It's Heggie. Back to Golden. Golden down low. Oh, Hartshorn with good hands. He got the steal. Here comes Barnhart. He's going to lay it in off the long pass up ahead. Barnhart's first basket. And off the press, here comes Heggie driving in. Blocking foul will be called on Hartshorn this time. He's played some excellent defense. He'll get called for the foul this time, and what that play did defensively is pretty much stop a layup. 5:48 with the clock stop, and we'll get our first look at a free throw shooter. And it will be Cameron Heggie, of course, because he's the guy driving in. He has the only three-pointer for Oxford. And the first shot is good, making it 19-12. John Wingate comes into the ballgame for Hartshorn, who got some good minutes in there, the 6-foot junior. Wingate, as the name might sound familiar to Sydney, played for Sydney last year, transferred to Unitigo for his senior season. Shot by Heggie is good, so he's got 5 points to lead the Oxford attack, 19-13. Bill Young, simple pass to the left corner for Quinn Barnhart, one pounce and back to Komenda. Now they spread it out, let's Phil Youngs create. Off to Komenda, spin move, back out to Youngs, 18 on the shot clock. Barnhart back in the corner, looking cross court for Wingate. Wingate comes in, kicks it to Youngs. Youngs goes off the screen, then a shovel pass out there to Butler, misses the shot. Golden rebounds for the Blackhawks, and he'll bring it up. He'll walk it up to Heggie. Heggie's guarded by Komenda. A couple of dribbles toward the basket and kick and brings it back out. Now it's Golden. Oh, Barnhart reaches his hand in there, literally stripped the ball from Golden, and the pass goes up, or the shot goes up, missed it. Follow up by Butler. He was trailing on the play and got the basket. Heads up play by Tyler Butler. Here comes Golden driving in. He gets the basket to go, and he's fouled. And you hear the boos, and I know what they are talking about. Unitigo fans wanting a travel. That would be one worthy of a replay, a video replay. That one would definitely be worthy of a video replay. But the foul is going to go on Kellen Komenda. Golden's feet stumbled. There's no question about it, whether you're home, away, or neutral. I could see it plain as day. The referee saw the contact, not the steps. So Golden gets the basket and the free throw. So Andrew Golden, who's been pretty much held in check, now has 5 points, and it's 21-16, a five-point lead for the Spartans. Still working off pick and roll and motion offense, both teams. Wingate around the screen comes Youngs. He drives in, gets a shot off at the last second that misses, but he got fouled. Like Jeff Lawton might have gotten called for that foul. Yes, indeed. So a pair of 22s taking part in that play. Youngs at the line. And scores. This will be Unitigo's first chance to shoot free throws. 32, Nick Beck, a starter, returns for Quinn Barnhart. And sophomore starter Tanner Winchester checks back in for Tyler Butler. 4:33 to go in the first half. 22-16 Unitigo. And if you're just logging on or tuning in on the radio, Youngs misses the second free throw. 22-16, score stays. Spartans get out to an 11-0 lead. And Oxford's gotten it back to within three, but now they trail by five, 22-16. Moore against Wingate. Backs it in. Now Kevin Davis at the foul line. Fakes the shot. Goes off. Open is Davis for three, and it's off the back of the rim. Good rebound by Wingate. Baseball pass up ahead to a willing recipient, and that's Tanner Winchester. Nice finish for Winchester. Good play by Wingate. So WIN, common thread there. Winchester from Wingate, 24-16, and the three-point shot by Golden, and you could just tell by his follow-through he knew it was in. Nothing but net. 8 points. very reminiscent of Keegan Donovan, if you remember that star from Groton. Just shot so effortlessly. There's a three-point shot missed by Komenda, 24-19. Moore, whoa, almost a double dribble to Golden. He'll take another three from the right side. This one clangs off the back of the rim. Rebound, Davis tries to shovel a pass into Golden. The ball is still up for grabs. It's Unitigo coming away with it. Youngs drives in against the double team off to Wingate. Missed it. Coming in from behind is Beck. Somebody knocks it out to Youngs. Now it is a three-point shot missed by Komenda. A lot of shots for Unitigo. Came up empty. 3 minutes to go in the first half. 24-19. Golden drives in. Little runner. It's good. Boy, it seems like if Andrew Golden wants to score, he can score. And a substitution or a timeout. Looks like both. Timeout asked for by Tim Davis. 24-21 the score. 2:54 to play. Unitigo by three. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball. First half action on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Did you know air duct cleaning not only improves your indoor air quality, which is very important this time of year, it can also increase the efficiency of your furnace. We also install oil furnaces, gas furnaces, wood furnaces, space heaters, pellet stoves, wood stoves, water heaters, boilers, and even in-floor heat. And of course, we still do electric and plumbing. So call us today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Thank you for your business and happy holidays.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Back live, Greg Davey of Unitigo for this final 2:54 of halftime. Yeah, we're on early tonight. 24-21, Spartans lead by three. They led by as much as 11. Phil Youngs hands off to Kellen Komenda. Wingate shovels a quick pass to Nick Beck, who misses, just spun out. But a bad outlet pass stolen by Youngs. Don't give him any opportunities. He takes advantage. Komenda with a quickness going up against Lawton. Now it's Wingate at the foul line. Stripped away by Daniel Lawton. And then, well, there was contact coming back from that, but the referees will call it a possession arrow, and it looks like Oxford gets it. More substitutions. Barnhart is back in the ball game for Unitigo, and Quinn Barnhart's defensive assignment is Andrew Golden. Follows him everywhere except to the locker room. 24-21 on a pass knocked away by Komenda. It's Golden, Heggie, two Lawtons, and Kevin Davis. Heggie guarded closely by Kellen Komenda. This is definitely a trademark of a Jim Knight team. Very in-your-face man-to-man defense. Golden back out by half court. 18 on the shot clock. Trying to use the screen. Goes up and loses the ball, but catching it is Lawton. He's going to go. He winds up with an easy layup, but missed it. He came up underneath the basket and now is holding his head with two hands going, what did I just do? But somehow that worked out for Oxford because they've got the ball out of bounds. Minute 56 to go. Davis looking, goes up top for Lawton. One Lawton to another. Now Golden left side three-pointer to tie it. He's got it. Golden with 12 points. Took him a while to get started, but he is catching fire. 24 all. Oxford has now made up that complete 11-0 deficit. Spartans still at it, though. Komenda driving in hard, and he puts the Spartans back on top. And his, oh, dear, his knee paid the price for that one. Because he's hobbling. Excuse me. And it's going to be subs. I don't know if there's... Nope, there's no timeout. Just an injury substitution. No, Komenda's going to stay in. The substitution is on the Oxford side. And that's Matt Moore back in the game. He's in for Kevin Davis. Komenda with a nice play. Be one of those trick knees. Down underneath, wide open is Heggie. Golden spotted him, and we're tied again at 26. Minute 16 to go. Heggie with 7 points.
Barnhart on the high post. The old school high post coming in against Golden. Nice play by Barnhart, and he gets it to go off the glass. Nice play. Defended by Golden all the way, too. He didn't slough off. That's Quinn Barnhart at his best. Likes to take it to the hole. Heggie on the right wing. Daniel Lawton, the turnaround is short. Barnhart rebounds. 48 seconds to go in this fast-moving first half. Rabideau Energy Products halftime coming up. Tanner Winchester passes over to Young's left side. Missed it. Rebound the other 22, and that's Jeff Lawton. Hands it off to Andrew Golden. Going to weave his way through traffic. Bounce pass to Heggie. Blocked by Wingate, but Heggie didn't really have the best angle. That was a steal no matter what, or that was a block no matter what. Heggie leaped first, thought about a second. Wingate gets credit for a block, though. 28-26, Spartans by two. Bounce pass inside, not a good one. Take it away. It's Youngs driving in against Golden. Too hard, but the rebound, Wingate puts it up and draws the foul. The putback, he was hit pretty hard on the body. Foul will be called on Daniel Lawton, his second. First guy with two. Eight total fouls, four for each team. Wingate at the line has not scored. First time at the line for him. First shot is good. Three-point lead now for the Spartans. We were tied twice at 24 and 26. 23 seconds on the clock. No tenths of a second on this clock. Wingate's second shot, no good. Rebound Golden. So Oxford with a chance to tie. Double team. Golden gets through it. There's going to be a foul with really no repercussions except the fact that it's Kellen Komenda committing the foul, and that's his second. Oh, a coach gets frustrated when one of his best players gets a second foul right before halftime. 29-26. Oh, a bad communication. Golden's going to have to come and get it. It was not the inbounds pass, not meant for him. Golden very calm. Oh, stolen by Komenda. Komenda going to go up against Golden. The fake. And a kicked ball, according to the official. Goodness gracious. All right, so out of bounds, Unitigo. With 7 seconds to go, they should take a lead into the locker room. Will it be three or more? Youngs to Wingate. 16-footer. It's off the rim, no good. Golden with a rebound. Throws it. Full length of the court, and not a bad attempt, to be honest with you. 29-26 is our halftime score, and this game is just flying by. So Unitigo by three, halftime coming up. The Mirabideau Energy Products halftime report. Hopefully our two young ladies come over for the interview. We don't have any staff to go out and get them, but hopefully we can get that going. So 29-26 our score, halftime coming up. You're listening to live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
For 85 years, the people of Mirabideau have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Mirabideau people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Mirabideau, our people make energy different.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla. That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of live Tri-Town area basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Are you ready? Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Our halftime report on WCDO brought to you by, as always, Maravito Energy Products. Maravito Energy Products celebrating 85 years of delivering energy solutions for you with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. It's Greg Davey here at Unitigo. Spartans got off to an 11-0 lead, and the boys against Oxford then stumbled a bit as Oxford started scoring in droves. Got it back to a 24-26 all tie before the Spartans went up to the halftime lead of 29-26. And again, we're on very, very early. Now, those of you that remember my career here at WCDL, spending a lot of time doing interviews and whatnot, haven't done that very much since I've just been doing this part-time. But we get a chance to do it tonight with a couple of young ladies from Unitigo who play on the varsity basketball team. They played on the varsity soccer team, which enjoyed a Section 4 championship. And now we're talking to Sarah Menina and Courtney Bullis, and they are getting ready to go and spend a Christmas vacation a little unlike most of the rest of us around here. You're traveling to Florida, and this is Sarah Menina. So, Sarah, first of all, congratulations on your All-State soccer first team. Got to be psyched about
that.
Yeah,
I was pretty shocked, but it's awesome.
Is that your favorite sport compared to basketball?
Yeah, that's definitely my favorite sport.
You're not supposed to say that during basketball. No, I'm just kidding. So you guys are going to Florida. What's the big deal down there? What's going on?
It took a lot of convincing to get our coach to do it, but we talked him into it, and we've been raising money for like 3 years now. So it's nice to raise all the money and get a chance to go.
Okay, and it's in the Disney World complex and all that?
Yep, the ESPN Wide World of Sports complex down there.
Okay, this is kind of the same deal that the guys did the last couple of
years? Yeah, it's exactly what they're doing. We'll play a couple teams from out of state, and it'll be a fun experience.
So how many games?
Three.
Okay. Give it to Courtney here for a second, and a quick background on Courtney that we got to say, because you got help on your information tonight from your dad, and in case you didn't know, your dad was the first ever WCDO Athlete of the Week 25-plus years ago, and he said probably less than you're going to say, I hope. You got to come through. You got to bring the Bullis name in here, okay? So, all right. So, Courtney, you also played on the soccer team, and
yeah.
You scored a key goal during the run, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. Against who? Do you remember who that was against?
I scored in the green game.
Okay, and that was the MAC championship, or
no.
Turned out to be.
That was a sectional.
Oh, it was sectional. Okay. So you are looking forward to this, no doubt.
Yes.
All your family going?
No, just me.
Just you. Okay, and you're being trusted by.
Yeah, I think so.
What do you hope to get out of this? I mean, I know you're going to play a competition you've never seen before and you'll never see again, but what do you think the experience is going to be like?
I think it's going to be pretty awesome, I guess. I'm just excited to play different teams that aren't from around here, finally.
Okay.
What
are some of the fundraisers you did?
We did a Chinese auction, a golf tournament. We did half-court shots during the basketball games.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's a good... And 3 years, Sarah said. Really?
Yeah, two or three, yep.
My goodness. Okay. Well, probably because the expenses are... You're flying down, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Okay. And staying at a nice hotel right there on the complex, probably.
Yep.
Okay. Is your mind really going to be on basketball or Mickey and Goofy? Seriously.
Probably not.
You're going to have a chance to...
I'm just excited to go to the Disney.
Okay. Don't forget your uniform. Don't forget your sneakers. Don't forget your socks. You know, you got a big checklist that you got to take care of.
Yep.
Yeah, don't forget anything. And take a lot of pictures and make sure that we know about it. Probably know about it on Facebook and everything. Okay.
Yep.
Well, Courtney, we won't agonize you anymore. Courtney Bullis and Sarah Menina, two key members of the soccer team and the girls' basketball team who are off to a good start. And congratulations on this accomplishment, because not only is it an accomplishment to go, but just to earn the money to go is fantastic. So thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to both of you.
Yeah.
Oh, no. You come back with Merry Christmas.
Okay.
No, Sarah, you got
to... Thank you.
Okay.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Okay. Hey, you know, it's a lot to ask on live radio. And this will be, of course, this is streaming, so all of your friends across the country are knowing about this. And if you wondered what you sounded like, you could always tap back into the archives and find out yourself. So thanks very much, Sarah Menina and Courtney Bullis. We'll see a lot of them this year, of course, after they get back from Florida with girls basketball for Unitigo. And again, thanks very much for coming up. Wasn't sure if you were coming, but yes, you were here. Okay, good job. We got about 2 minutes to go before the second half starts. Again, Unitigo leading 29-26. They're led by Kellen Comendas, 10 points, 7 for Tanner Winchester, 4 for Quinn Barnhart. Oxford led by the league's leading scorer, Andrew Golden, with 15 points. Matt Moore has 2. Cameron Heggie has 7. Jeff Lawton has 4 for Oxford. I'll get that all straight, too, as we head into the second half. So stick around. It's live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both a professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, we're back just in time for the second half to start. And I'm still trying to figure out Andrew Golden's points, and I'll get to that if I can. 29-26. Unitigo going to my right. Cutting in the lane is Tyler Butler, who gets a shot off right away. Turning and facing. That's going to be the first foul on Andrew Golden of the night. And he's a guy they definitely, for Oxford, need to stay out of foul trouble. So Tyler Butler at the line. He had a basket in a play off the bench in the second quarter. And misses the first one here. Got Unitigo stats okay. And I normally, here's the second shot. Oh, no good. So missed them both. Stays 29-26. It's Heggie, Moore, Golden, Lawton, Jeff Lawton. Oh, losing the basketball. Comenda with a steal. Going down, and Young's off to Comenda. Missed it short. Rebound by Cameron Heggie. He turned the wrong way. And a foul will be called. And that's going to go on Comenda. That'll be his third. Boy, these are
as well as both teams played in the first half, relatively speaking, it got sloppy in the first 45 seconds here, and that's three on Commenda. All right, it's Heggie, Golden, as I said, Matt Moore, Jeff Lawton, and number 40 is Jake McConnell, a 5'10 junior, getting the start for the first time, or getting first action by starting the second half, I should say. Golden for a three-pointer right side off the back of the rim. Ball ricochets around. Coming away with it was Tanner Winchester. He, Kellen Commenda, Phil Youngs, Tyler Butler, and Quinn Barnhart. There's a Commenda three-point shot that misses. So Commenda staying on the floor despite the three fouls. Butler, nice move inside. Gives it to Barnhart. The fake. He's not going to shoot it. Back out to Commenda. Barnhart going to drive again against Golden and score it. He's done that twice. Quinn Barnhart with 6 points. He gets those blue-collar points inside. He did it very well last year. Continues going into this year, 31-26. Heggie, runner in the lane, blocked by Commenda, taking a huge risk, but coming away looking good because the possession arrow sounds. And that should be Oxford's ball, and Matt Moore will inbound it for the Blackhawks. 6:22 to go, third quarter, 31-26. Tied twice after an 11-0 run to start the game by Unitigo. Commenda, another tap, and Golden's going to protect the ball, and it'll go out. It went all the way the length of the court, and Golden played a little head game there with Commenda, not letting him around to complete the steal. But Commenda, I don't know how he got anywhere near that ball. Quick hands, no doubt about it. Double team. Matt Moore back to the basket. He is in trouble. Somebody's got to be open. Oh, it's stolen away. Commenda up ahead to Barnhart. The layup is good, and he's fouled by Andrew Golden. Nice play, Quinn Barnhart. That'll be two on Golden, and that's worth looking at. 6:02 to go, third quarter. So Jake McConnell got a couple of minutes to start the third quarter. He's replaced by Daniel Lawton, a 5'8 sophomore who did not start, but he's seen a lot of action. So Barnhart at the line with 8 points. Make it nine. 34-26. When you bridge the two quarters, second and third, it's an 8-0 run by Unitigo. Still man-to-man defense and still very successful on the part of Unitigo. Golden brings the ball down and lost control of it. When he gets the ball with his back to the basket that far out, he's going to have three Unitigo players surrounding him, and that's exactly what happened, and he lost the ball out of bounds. Good help defense, no doubt. Youngs drives down, kicks it off to Barnhart, short on the right baseline jumper. Rebound Heggie. Heggie, a little hesitation, move over half court, and there's a steal on the blind side by Phil Youngs, who will finish the layup. His first basket, 3 points overall, and a timeout asked for by Tim Davis because it's yet another high run for Unitigo, 36-26. Tomorrow night we'll be down at Sydney, our first time watching the Lady Warriors play. Have not seen the boys yet, but the girls hosting Walton, both teams struggling mightily coming out of the gate, so a good win for whoever can get more points in that game. That'll be a 7:15 scheduled start on the air with the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show at 7. And Friday, we'll be right back here for another highly anticipated game, Bainbridge-Guilford-Unitigo. That one I've been looking forward to based on what I saw from BG last week. We knew Unitigo would be decent. Sydney probably has the upper hand on paper, but you got BG, Unitigo, and I would say Oxford knocking on the door. And there is no real clear-cut favorite right now until maybe Damian Zimmer gets back for Sydney, which is going to be sooner than later. Andrew Golden, guarded by Barnhart, goes up for three, and it's nothing but net. That's his second three-pointer. 15 points for Golden. I think I got that straightened out. Youngs to Barnhart on the right corner. Under 5 minutes to go. Youngs drives in, kicks it out to Butler. Butler drives in. A runner that's too hard. Rebound. Golden. Into the game is number 42. That's Shane Bucci, a 5'9 junior for the first time for the Spartans. Heggie. A shot that looked like a 3 or a 2. It was right on the line. Doesn't matter. Didn't go in. It's lost out of bounds off of Lawton. It is Unitigo's ball. So Unitigo's got Shane Bucci, Phil Youngs, Tyler Butler, Quinn Barnhart, and Tanner Winchester. 4.5 to play in the third quarter. Youngs driving in as he normally does, gives off to Barnhart. The fake, the shot over Golden, missed it. Put up by Butler, and he drew a foul simply by getting the rebound and putting it right back up. It looks like foul trouble has hit Oxford just a little bit. They have three players with two fouls. Shot by Butler is up and good. He missed his first two. He's got 3 points in all. Eight players have scored for the Spartans, and Jim Knight's using just about everybody. Butler's second shot is good. 4 points for the six-foot senior. 4:23 to go third quarter. It is 38-29. Almost lost it by Heggie. Drives in. 16-footer missed, actually more like a 12-footer. Rebound coming away from it is Tanner Winchester. Lost control of the ball. Gives it to Phil Youngs, who again put it up real quick. It might have been fouled by the other 22. Yep. That's two fouls back-to-back on Jeff Lawton. That gives him three. Looks like we'll get Adam Camiel, a 6'3 junior, coming in. Phil Youngs, meanwhile, makes the most of his opportunity from the free throw line. He's got 4 points. So Moore, Golden, Daniel Lawton, Jake McConnell is back in, and Adam Camiel. Second shot is good, 5 points. And a short timeout for Jim Knight. 4:06 to go, third quarter, 40-29, tied for the largest lead of Unitigo's night, and you're listening to Live Triton High School Basketball on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas, to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Well, I'm looking back in that second quarter, and I never did get that solved. A point missing between a three-pointer and a two-pointer somewhere. Score is 40-29, so Unitigo led 11-0 early. Oxford came back to tie it twice, as late as 26-all. Since then, it's been Unitigo again and back up by 11. Andrew Golden, simply by putting the ball through his legs a couple of times, lost the basketball, and Tim Davis wants timeout. We're going to take a full timeout this time, 3:54 to go in the third, 40-29 Unitigo over Oxford Boys. MAC basketball continues live on WCDO.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back nationwide. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y, right?
Ooh, no. Very green.
The simple joy of big news. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
So, I hear McDonald's has any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just a dollar.
All day?
Yeah.
So I can get any of those drinks at McDonald's for a dollar right now?
Yes.
What about now?
Yep.
What about now?
Yes, 24 hours a day, any size, just a dollar.
Whoa. Satisfy your thirst with McDonald's any size soft drink, sweet tea, or premium roast coffee for just $1. All day, every day.
Ooh, even now?
Even now.
Many locations open 24 hours. Prices and participation may vary.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, we're back to the live action with Unitigo coming out of the timeout, driving in Phil Youngs. We've seen that happen about a half a dozen times since he's gotten in the game. Kicks it to Barnhart on the right baseline. Goes inside to Butler, who goes reverse. And instead of off the glass, he goes up over the hoop, and he got it to go. And the foul will be called on Jake McConnell of Oxford. So while the first quarter did not have any free throws at all, Unitigo has gotten a bunch of them in the second and third quarter. Butler misses, tried for his own rebound. Oh, my gosh, out-hustling Golden just to keep the ball alive. Nobody has it for sure. Yes, now Youngs has it. Butler from the foul line, spun out, rebound Golden. Bounce pass to Heggie on the outlet, up ahead to Lawton. He's got a, oh, he had an easy pass to the basket, couldn't get there fast enough. Ball handling for Oxford has been a liability. Inside Golden, off the glass, good. Put his pedal to the metal there, 18 points to lead all scorers. Golden, 42-31. From the baseline, up and good for number 14, Tanner Winchester. Only player for Unitigo to score in all three quarters. 44-31, 2:55 to go in the third quarter. There's off the foot of Butler. He wound up getting to dribble the ball anyway. I believe there's a new rule this year about the intent to kick. So Butler taking advantage of that rule. And he'll get two at the line. The foul was on Heggie. Butler misses the first shot. Well, with Tyler, it's all or nothing. He missed two, made two. Missed two, made one. 7 points. He'll sit down with 2:48 to go. Replaced by John Wingate in the lineup for Unitigo. Golden going one-on-one again with Barnhart. Draws the double team. Open is Heggie left side. It's short. Going into the corner. Heggie, nice save. Official comes up, says he was out of bounds, though. Good hustle by Jeff Lawton. Oxford's going to put some man-to-man full-court press on. And a nice move by Shane Bucci behind the back. Not really the place to do it, but he did it successfully. Barnhart left side, baseline shot good. Quinn Barnhart with 11 points. He's now the team's high scorer, but more importantly, they lead by the most tonight. 16 points, 47-31. But as proven, Oxford can strike at any time. Golden in and goes up, fouled by Barnhart. No, I take that back. They call John Wingate for the foul. So Andrew Golden at the line with a game-high 18 points, but no one else helping with more than 7. His points are the only ones being scored. Oh, this one in and out. Just not a kind roll at all. Here comes another first-timer into the game, Jonathan Forte, a 5'8 junior, replacing Shane Bucci. Colin Comenda comes back in the game, replacing Phil Young, sits down with 5 points. Comenda comes back with 10 points and 3 fouls, which is one of the reasons he had to sit down. Golden second shot is good. He's got 19. He averages 28. Team is 2-1 and 1-0 in the league. Here comes Forte dribbling all the way down. Back outside Tanner Winchester for three, and he's got it. Tanner Winchester with the second three-pointer. Good for Unitigo. They're not a big three-point shooting team. They'll get a couple, though. Golden again draws the double team. Oh, bad pass. It's stolen by Comenda, who will finish on the other side. So Unitigo playing just about everybody and playing well. 52-32, largest lead of the game. So what had been a tie at 26-all is now a 20-point lead for the Spartans. 1:35 to go. Oxford's timeout. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Wow, beautiful move by Andrew Golden coming out of the timeout. He basically took things over by himself, drove in, and instead of passing, he laid it up with a nice flare, nothing but net. It was a two-pointer, but still a pretty play. And if he can get hot, could make a good run. Kellen Komenda tries to answer for Unitico, misses it, and there's so quick hands there. Eric Hartshorn almost had the rebound. Golden passing up ahead. Oh, my goodness. Wingate going to commit the foul as he came from... What happened was Golden with a dangerous long pass toward the Unitico student section, right toward the end line, and Wingate tried to time it for an interception, and he clearly committed the foul. That'll be his second foul. Heggie goes on the back door to Golden, who goes up against a couple of smaller guys, missed it, gets his own rebound, and puts it up and in. Total mismatch there, even though there were two guys. Wingate strong up the left side. Oh, and he tried to zip a pass into Winchester, who never saw it. Zip past his hands. 52-36. So Oxford trying to make a little run here with 34 seconds to go. If they can get a basket and a stop, yeah, they're still in the ballgame. They made up 11 points. Golden driving in. Draws the foul. He went in on the left side, but put it up with the right hand. A little awkward on that. That foul's on Tanner Winchester, only his first. 22 seconds showing on the clock. Golden at the line again. First shot is good. 52-37. So from 20 points, they've whittled it down 5 in the last minute. Takes his time. The senior will hit the second shot. 25 points. 52-38. Now it's a 14-point game. Komenda against Lawton successfully makes it over half court. Goes around a screen by Forte. Forte tries to get the complimentary pass. Picked off, though, by Matt Moore. Double team. 6 seconds to go. And from the far side of the court, referee blows the whistle for a possession arrow, and it happens to be Unitigo's ball with 4 seconds to go. Down in the corner for Winchester, he fakes, he shoots, it's going to be short, and no harm, no foul there. 52-38 to end the third quarter. Spartans put up a nice bunch of numbers and then held on, and they got it by 14 going into the fourth quarter. Stick around, it's live, Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, and we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
It's high school sports on WCDO. Do you love to talk sports? Sound off in our discussion forums now at WCDOradio.com. Now back to the game.
Well, 23-12 was the advantage in that quarter for Unitigo. There's lots of points being scored in this game compared to most of the ones we had last week. Andrew Golden, foul line, fall away jumper off the back of the rim. Battle for the ball. It's going to be Butler into the sure hands of Phil Youngs. Right through the double team, driving in. Golden almost with a stop. That's going to be a kick, though. Referee caught that kick. Spartans ball underneath their basket. Again, surprised at the low turnout in tonight's ball game here. Hopefully they're all listening. Oh, there's a three-point shot launched on the left side successfully by Tyler Butler, and he's got double figures coming off the bench tonight. 10 points for him. That's four players for Unitigo in double figures. It's a typical Unitigo game where they really do spread the wealth. There's Youngs intercepting a pass that looked pretty obvious from this angle, and a nice dump off to Komenda from Butler. Missed the layup. Jim Knight slapping the bench. And Komenda is going to retaliate after missing with the fourth foul of the ball game. 17-point spread. Really not total disaster, but I think missing the layup was the deal breaker there. Golden goes around the screen against Barnhart, goes against two guys, missed it, gets his own rebound, one bounce, goes up, and a foul as he brought the ball back up. Going to go against Tyler Butler, his second. Well, one advantage Jim Knight has this year's team, he plays a lot of his roster. And you just never know when people are going to be called on. Andrew Golden at the line. He's made the last four in a row. He scored all 12 of his team's points in the third quarter. He's got 26. This one popped in and out. So 55-39. 16-footer put up and missed by Komenda. And trying to steal the ball from Golden on an outlet pass was Phil Youngs, who gives up about 8 inches on Mr. Golden. That'll be his first foul. Phil Youngs, I believe, a first-team All-MAC last year, along with co-MVPs Ryan Porter of BG and Travis Woods of Unitigo, who both graduated. 6:53 to go, and we continue the large ledger here for Andrew Golden. Makes the first shot. And Unitigo suddenly has put Oxford in the bonus. So this is a 1-1. They've had the last five fouls called against them. Both are made, 28, so he's got his average with another 6:53 to go. But more importantly, trying to bring his team back, they trail by 14, 55-41. Barnhart, as a senior, doing the right thing. He was wide open on the right baseline. Coach Knight says, let's take some time off the clock. Phil Youngs in the paint, kicks it out. It's Winchester, baseline shot, or not baseline shot, a foul line shot. It's good. Winchester scored in every quarter. He leads the team with 14, and as I said, four players for Unitigo in double figures, more than offsetting the 28 scored by Andrew Golden. Double team off to Heggie. Three-point shot, right corner. Missed it, missed everything. And coming from behind is a Lawton foul. That's Daniel Lawton and his third. And that will put Unitigo in the bonus. Tanner Winchester will be the one to shoot. He has not shot from the line. He has two three-pointers, both Unitigo's three-pointers are off of his hand. First shot is up and good. 58-41. 6:16 to go in the ball game. Shot is up. It's good. 16. So it's Golden, Heggie, both Lawtons, and Matt Moore in the ball game. Not sure why Kevin Davis has been sitting the entire second half. Maybe he's got the flu or something. There's a steal. Well, then a steal back. Lawton, Comenda, they're both diving on the floor. It'll go to Unitigo. And again, the trail official that is so far away makes the call, and the guy right on the spot does not make the call. Oh, that irks me. Comenda on the run. Gets over half court. Under 6 minutes to go. Lost his dribble. Off to Phil Youngs. Guarded by Heggie. Goes one-on-one. Again, kicks it to the corner for Barnard. This time he's open. Again he's open, I should say. But this time he takes it and makes it. He's got 13. 5:42 to go. Back to a 20-point spread. Golden launches for three. It's off to the left side. Rebounded by Butler. Butler makes a move, gets past Heggie. Doesn't go in. Nope, wraparound pass to nobody. Recovery by Heggie. Off to Golden. Golden zigging and zagging. Off to Heggie. Nice assist. Oh, but Heggie missed the layup again. He's missed two or three that way. Winchester's going to go one on three. No, he decides, the sophomore savvy enough to say, no, it's not worth it. Let's just pull it back. Barnhart on the right wing, right corner, drives in against Golden. The spin of the ball, not him spinning, but he spun the ball. Golden picks up the foul. That's his third. So the clock stops with 5:01 to play. Tomorrow night, Walton Sydney girls. Start time at 7:15, and Friday night we'll be back here for BG Unitigo. First shot by Quinn Barnhart is good. He is 2-for-2 from the line. Looks like Andrew Golden's going to sit down. Not sure if that's temporary or permanent for the night, but Barnhart's second shot is no good. It'll be Unitigo's ball on what should have been an easy rebound off the miss for Jeff Lawton. Inbounds Youngs to Comenda. Nice work with the foot, with the feet to stay able to dribble. He didn't leave his feet. He got the defender went up and he went around. Kellen Comenda with the finish. He also has scored in all four quarters. He's got 14. Nice backdoor play. Well, it was supposed to go to Daniel Lawton. He didn't get it. It was stolen away by Barnhart. 3-on-1, Youngs to Comenda. Well, Unitigo putting on a team clinic right now, 66-41. This one has gotten out of the realm of mathematical possibilities. It'll be Oxford's ball. Two more subs. Looks like Winchester will sit down and Barnhart will sit down, looks like, for the night. A couple of double-figure scores. Jeff Lawton from the left baseline off the back of the rim. Boy, nobody really has caught fire at all. Butler looks behind him, almost got the ball stolen. He saved it up, and his save goes in to Heggie. Cameron Heggie with a run, and this time it goes, and his first points of the second half, he's got 9. And he's missed a handful of layups. That was a good runner shot. Under 4 minutes to go. Youngs will take it in the left side. Instead of kicking it to the corner, he takes it himself. And Phil now with 7 points. 68-43, 3:45 to go. Both teams still in man-to-man. And it looks like an Oxford timeout. So 68-43, probably our last timeout of the night. 3:40 to go, 68-43 Unitigo over Oxford. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on your local sports leader, WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
We're back with 3:40 left in the fourth quarter. Bunch of games last night, including Apton girls defeating Delhi, Delhi boys defeating Apton, Sydney boys walloping Hancock, and Hancock girls edging Sydney. Harpersville girls trailed BG early on and then put the scoring machine to work and got that win. A lot of other games from those matchups are tonight. The other ones were quadruple headers. And Corbin Henry passes over to a wide open Nick Beck. And Nick Beck becomes the latest Spartan to score. 3:18 to go, and they've reached the 70 mark. 70-43. Golden driving left side. Nice pass back to Lawton. The other Lawton, or Matt Moore, shoots. Missed Golden with a rebound, a fake, and a shot, and is fouled by Nick Beck. And nice to see that Joel Van Alstyne is in the ballgame now. 5'8 junior, number 54. And there will be one more to go to get everybody in the ballgame. First shot by Golden misses. And there he is. It's Derek Liner, 6-foot senior, replacing Tyler Butler, who finished tonight with 10 points, including a 3-pointer. Golden missed them both. First time he's done that. So Young still in the ballgame. Von Alstyne, Liner, Henry, and Becht are the five. Van Alstyne is in the right corner. Bounce pass to Liner. Open is Young's. 18-footer left side. Good. Well-run offensive play. And Young's now with 9. If he scores again, that puts 5 players in double figures. Daniel Lawton to Jeff Lawton. Pass inside to Jake McConnell's in the ballgame. First time I've done a game without any liquid refreshment, and it's starting to take its toll. 2:27 to go. Forte comes back in the game, replacing Phil Young, so he'll finish the night with 9. 3 baskets, 3 for 4 from the line. This does give me a chance to complete my scorebook. McConnell at the line for the first time. He has not scored. And it's a 1-1. Traveling is the call, and that is rarely called anymore. Guy slides on the floor with a basketball. They usually call a timeout. They actually called the right play this time, which is a travel. All right, so Matt Moore will inbound to Adam Camille. Passes back to Golden. Nice defense by Forte, who, again, is much smaller. Golden with a steal back, hands it off to Matt Moore. Moore with his second basket. He's got 4 points, 72-45. Van Alstyne, bounce pass to Henry. Lost it to Matt Moore, and now Golden brings the ball up the court. Kevin Davis stopped playing at halftime, so he's not able to play. Paul Wonka, who was on the varsity roster, I don't know if he dressed or not. He's not out. And he was a starter last year. So here we go. Forte with the ball for Unitigo. Final minute 46. Trying to get other guys to score. It's Becht. Little 8-footer. Right side short. Gets his own rebound. Nice work. Inside blocked by Golden now. Rebound by McConnell. Long pass up ahead to Daniel Lawton, who gets his first basket. Minute 20, 72-47, Unitigo is going to make it a 3-2 season. Corbin Henry misses the left hand, got his own rebound, missed it. Liner got the rebound and missed it from the left side. Golden trying to come away from the pack and from behind. Van Alstyne with a foul. It'll be his first. Golden back at the line. Got 28 points. He's been stuck on 28, and he's only been at the line for the last several points. This one also misses. Must be that was the 10th foul because he's getting two from... A little confused there, but nobody says anything. It's 29 points now with that free throw being good. He'll sit down, and I think he's done for the night. Yep, he's done for the night. A minute to go in the ball game. Jonathan Forte dribbles to the left side. Bounce pass to Van Alstyne. In the paint. The turnaround is no good. Good shot, though. Heggie has it. Now McConnell. 45 seconds to go. Passing it around underneath. Camille can, he got it back. Lost it. Somebody knocked it free. Now Van Alstyne chases it down. Little stop and pop. Oh, there's a foul. That'll be on Camille, his first. And Joel Van Alstyne will get a chance to be the latest Unitigo to score. So he gets two shots. And the shot is good, to the delight of the Unitigo crowd. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 players have scored on this team. 73 points, 4 in double figures, another with 9. Good balance. Second shot misses. Rebound by McConnell. Right side three-pointer. Oh, in and out for Heggie. It's been that kind of night for Cameron Heggie. He was their second leading scorer, averaging 7 a game, but he's got 9 tonight. Could easily have about 15. Bounce pass, Forte. Picked off by McConnell. A couple of dribbles. Throws it deep for, I think, for Heggie, but Van Alstyne steals it away. 3 seconds to go. Driving in. Missed the shot and the buzzer sounds. So our highest scoring game of the early season finishes with Unitigo taking this one at 73-48 after a 26-all tie. But there's more to the story, so stick around. We'll have our usual post-game sponsors and awards all coming up as you're listening to live Tri-Town High School basketball on WCDO.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat, vanilla.
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef.
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at mangeinsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. We're still totaling things up, as you would expect in a 73-point game for Unitigo. And I'm almost got it here. 3, 6, and 8. I might have fallen woefully short here with my totals, but we'll see where this ends up. Oh, there's a free throw. Oh, my goodness. Well, nonetheless, we will take this one home with Mang Insurance, our Dynamic Defense Award sponsor. Mang Insurance serves the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years. They're proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Mang Insurance, we insure your life. by NBT Bank, our outstanding offensive award sponsor. NBT Bank's always putting customers first every single day, and they're happy to support the area's high school athletes. NBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years, member FDIC. Well, this was a kind of a quirky game in that Unitego went off to an 11-0 lead. It was not that the Blackhawks of Oxford were playing poorly. They had opportunities, missed shots of every kind, including several layups, and from that, it was 11-0 Unitego right out of the chute. And then they started scoring a little bit. In fact, it was 15-7 at the quarter break, and Oxford then took advantage of some sloppy play by Unitego and some hot shooting to tie the score first at 24 and then at 26. Unitego wound up with three more points to make the halftime score 29-26, so it was a good ball game. And then coming up into the third quarter, it simply was too much Unitego from a balanced standpoint, and they put 23, they rang 23 points up on the scoreboard to take a 52-38 lead, and that was pretty much as close as it would get. Unitego then kept going. Everybody that played, almost everybody that played, scored 10 in all for the team, and 73 points. All right, for Oxford, 29 points for Andrew Golden, and that is totally unofficial. I'm still trying to count the baskets. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've got him down for 6 two-point field goals. That's 12 points. I've got him down for 3 three-pointers. That's 9. 12 and 3, 12 and 9 is 21. And then I got 7 free throws. Let's check that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Well, that answers that. 8 for 13. 29 points for Golden. And the rest of the team had 19. And that's where it all comes down to. Cameron Heggie had a most frustrating night. He scored 9 points and a 3-pointer, but just couldn't get any shot to drop with consistency. Matt Moore had 2 baskets for 4. Jeff Lawton had 2 baskets for 4. Daniel Lawton had a basket for 2. Kevin Davis did not score, and while he started, did not play the second half. I am guessing, based on what's going around all the schools these days, he must have had some sort of flu or cold of some kind to keep him out the rest of the game. All right, from there it goes to 13 two-pointers, 4 three-pointers. Let's make sure that adds up. 26 and 12 is 38 and 9 is 47, but I caught that extra free throw, so that's 10. So 10 for 16 from the line, 48 points for Oxford. For Unitego, 73. Let's see if we get it right. Kellen Komenda scored most of his early finishes with 16, all from the field. John Wingate off the bench, 1 for 2, scoring a point. Tanner Winchester, sophomore starter, scored in every quarter like Komenda. He also finished with 16, but he had 4 two-pointers, 2 three-pointers, 2 for 2 from the line. Pretty good shooter and pretty good shooting night. Tyler Butler came off the bench tonight to score 10. He was 2 free throws, or 2 field goals, 1 three-point field goal to make it 7 points total there. 3 out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 3 for 7 from the line for his 10 points. For Phil Youngs, it was also off the bench. Butler and Youngs, normally starters, they did not start tonight, came in the second quarter. Youngs with 3 baskets from the field, 3 for 4 from the line, that's 9 points. Jonathan Forte did not score. Corbin Henry started, got a basket, scored his 2. Nick Becht, he started, scored in the fourth quarter, got his 2. Eric Hartshorn came off the bench. Quick hands-on defense there, I was impressed with. He scored an early basket, finished with 2. Derek Liner and Shane Bucci, neither one scored, but they did play. Joel Van Alstyne with a free throw in 2 tries for 1, and Quinn Barnhart, solid effort for him both defensively and offensively, finishing with 14 points, and that's 6 field goals, 2 for 2 from the line. So let's add them all up. 12 and 5, 17, 18, 19, 20, 26. 3 three-pointers, 52 and 9 is 61, so I need 12 free throws. 1, 2, 3. 3 and 3 is 6, and 9 is 12, and 3, 9 and 3 is 12. 9 and 3 are 12. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, and 12 for 19 from the free throw line, and 73 points. So, yep, it did add up after all. Congratulations to Unitego, who goes now to 3 and 2 on the season, and 2 and 0 in the Mid-State Athletic Conference to join Sydney and BG as undefeated ball clubs in the MAC in the early going. All right, MBT Bank, Outstanding Offense Award winner. Well, you got Golden's 29, but you also get offset there with four double-figure scores. And how did they get there? Well, you had Comenda and Winchester leading the way with 16 and Barnhart with 14. It's now kind of splitting hairs. And what I figure is it was still a close game in as we started the third quarter at 29-26, and scoring well in that quarter was Tanner Winchester with a 2 and a 3. He and Barnhart actually helped to pull away on those points. Tanner Winchester, probably the most complete game of that group, and he will win our MBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. So that's Tanner Winchester, sophomore, 16 points, Outstanding Offense Award, sponsored by NBT. And again, same guys could be cited for their defense tonight for the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, but I'm going to go with Quinn Barnhart, and I'm going to tell you why. It's because Barnhart was assigned to cover Andrew Golden, and you think, well, he gave up 29 points. Well, it wasn't just him giving up the points. He forced Golden to make more plays outside, not shooting the threes. He didn't shoot that many threes, but he also driving in, he had to pass off. And I think Quinn really dug down deep and played some hot defense there, and we're going to give him, I think he's earned it, the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. So Winchester and Barnhart, your award winners tonight. First of three games for the shortened week. Tomorrow night, Walton Sydney girls, 7:15 scheduled start time. Boy, if it's anything like this, we'll probably start at 6:45. My goodness, it started early tonight. And then we'll be back here for Friday's game, BG Unitigo. That should be a great one between two league undefeated teams, BG and Unitigo, 7:30 scheduled start time. Who knows when we're actually going to start it based on tonight. Early night that Unitigo JV won tonight over Oxford, 55-35. So anything can happen. We'll keep you abreast of everything as it happens. Well, thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station. And special thanks tonight to Courtney Bullis and to Sarah Menina, who are going with the girls' basketball team down to Disney World, the Wide World of Sports Complex down there, for three games over the winter break. Please, safe travels, and Merry Christmas to you ladies as well. All right, congratulations to Unitigo on the win tonight. Oxford giving it all they had and made a nice comeback, just didn't have the horses tonight, but they'll be a factor as the season wears on. Thanks again to Joe Gardner back at the station. I got to get me a drink of water because my throat's about as dry as can be. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball, not only on WCDOSports.com streaming audio, but FM 101 and AM 1490, your local sports leader, WCDO. Good night.